Mic check. Mic. Alright, you're wondering what I'm doing up here. It's fine. Alright, so, well, in a few minutes, it'll be 15 after, what does my mom would say, quarter after 7 on Wednesday. So, it's Wednesday night at quarter after 7. Anyway, I guess I can say welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. I'll come back in a few minutes and do the real... I'm just Rob. Can you shut up? I guess the microphone works. Just sit. Just either participate or shut the fuck up. I'll be right back. Hello and welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. Yeah, no, never mind. I'm R. Wesley Edwards. This is open mic night because it is quarter after 7 on Wednesday night. And if you're making noise with your phone, please stop that shit. Any of you want to read Why Do I Have a Bad Feeling About This? Is September just bad for this? Alright, well... we're all heading into the apocalypse in the literal and figurative way of speaking. Okay, well, we have our own private apocalypse, and then, never mind my quote-unquote foreshadowing. Alright, so, for podcast people, this is episode 9 from season 3. Is it breaking the fourth wall if I acknowledge that it's a podcast? And other mysteries of the Cormorant Cafe. Like,
gee, Rob, didn't you set it on fire?
Yeah, we rebuilt it. We freaking, you know what? We rented a new building. We slapped the name on it. We rebuilt the first one. We slapped the name back on it. It's like a ship of Theseus, except burned. All right. So we're back from our hiatus, from the mic check hiatus. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to be real because I broke the thing. And, all right. So my co-host Chloe, who's AKA Annotated Alice. Okay. So a few weeks ago, school started in whatever part of the universe, she calls home. And she got real busy. But she was able to send in some stuff, and then she was able to send in some stuff but less, and then she's been really busy. And this week I haven't heard from her, so I'm a little worried. In fact, after I do this, I'll probably send her a message on Facebook and see if there's signs of life. I don't know. That's the, anonymous co-host podcast game. Incidentally, in unrelated news, I might be hunting for a co-host. So if you have a fake name and like to have fun and not get paid, well, I've got an idea for you. It's temporary, though, because if Chloe / Annotated Alice comes back, you're fired, you know. So you can come, have fun with me, also make a podcast. In person, I can't pull those jokes off. I'm not even sure in a podcast I can. All right, so back to Fake Cafe. Pretend I didn't talk about... the thing being a podcast. Hey, anybody want to read? No? So what do you... you know, you guys can make coffee at home for much cheaper. Fine. Not everybody has expensive German pens they can use to write stories and poems with. I know how it is. So anyway, I think Letty has abandoned us. She's ticked off because I tried to enforce the no smoking in the kitchen rule. No smoking in the building rule, because, you know, California law and all. Also, I mean, she's here. She's just sulking over there. I can see you. And, let's see, what else? Yeah, story I have today is May's perspective. I know, it's a coincidence that the bartender who's playing barista here has the exact same name and backstory as the character in the thing I've been writing. Such a damn coincidence. It's just, you almost think that I'm really vacuous and just don't come up with any ideas. I'm sorry, the number of characters in the fake cafe went crazy a few weeks ago and I couldn't keep track. All right, anyway, so, no, you're real. It's okay. Totally real. Let me see. So, so May is going to meet Letty. Letty, as you remember last week, crash landed on a Best Buy. I really hope the Best Buy people are not offended by my using their store. She had a crash land on a store, man. Just enjoy the mentions. It's not like it's a badly managed store. It's just a store. Somebody, she had to crash land somewhere. On a store. Anyway, and then May's manager sends her up to the roof to see what the noise is. Which, by the way, a shuttle crashing. And so there's debris on fire, and then she sees a woman, and the woman is, well, that particular lady, not this one, thinks that May is super attractive, but May doesn't necessarily know that, so we're going to be May's side this time. That's enough of that. I don't know if I like it when authors do what I just did. Other than the last week on, so far in our story, we have a bartender. She's from a faraway planet. She was on a shuttle commuting home, so that's fine. Something happened. They crash landed on our planet Earth, and that's where we are when the story starts later, especially if none of you read, which later will be really, really soon, like 5 minutes soon. I mean, I'm going to put music on and wait for one of you to read. I swear to God. I can't believe nobody wants to. You know what? We were doing so well, and then it just all went to crap. I was hoping the momentum would carry us into the double digits, but here we are, episode 9. Sucking air through a straw in mud. That's right. It's a metaphor. Poets do those things. All right. So, anybody want to read? No? Haven't heard from Chloe. Sorry. I mean, Alice, Anatoni Dallas. She's, busy, I hope, and not having any kind of other problems. And if she is, I can't talk about it anyway. It's rude. Let me see. What else? Obviously, our barista and her girlfriend are also missing, because otherwise I would have just asked Celine or Jill, hey, what's going on with Alice? And they would say, oh yeah, she's touring the East Coast with us. And wasting the money. Time. What podcast? Because Celine doesn't know about the podcast. Not yet. All right, where were we? So anyway, in the meantime, I've been able to locate... Celine has an aunt who's also, fortunately for our podcast purposes, for our cafe purposes, she has an aunt, and her aunt is here in L.A., not in Huntington Beach, but not so far away, up by where my friend used to live, on 3rd Street, near 3rd Street on La Brea. So we'll see. Maybe we'll have... Maybe we'll have a guest. She runs an art gallery. Anyway, not that it matters. Future people, future stories, future characters. Tons of that stuff. I am just overwhelmed. I have an avalanche of stuff, but I only have one podcast. And anyway. Okay, so any of you want to read, or should I just keep babbling along? I didn't even beg Theo for some background music this week. I wonder if he would mind if I used background music from last week this week. That was a really high definition song. I didn't even notice, but it was several megabytes. Like 40. Anyway. Okay, so no one's going to read, just me. Oh, this is going to be interesting, because I did write the thing, but I'm going to try to do this from a memory, which is going to be interesting, but spoken word, you have poetry, you have on and off page, you have stories like people just tell you memory, like a memoir, that's generally off page. People read their stories, people read their poems, people read their prose. Some of the stuff is memorized. You don't know how many times I sit through somebody reading the Poe, the Raven thing. Nevermore. Yeah, it's like a spoken word staple. In fact, I'm a little nervous. Have I read that? Because we should have that. Somebody should read that. Just as I say, it's a spoken word staple. So anyway, I'm gonna try to do May's story, which is Letty's story, but from May's perspective. I'm gonna try to do it from memory. This ought to be interesting. If I remember, I'll try to get some of the sound clips like we did last week. Technically, those sound clips come from this week's story, but I was amused, so I included them. I like little outtakes with the little bleeps. All right, no one's reading? All right, well, this was the introduction of 11 minutes. Holy shit. That might take a while. Okay, so no... Alright, well, I'm gonna put some music. I'll come back. Freestyle Letty's story, which is gonna actually be May's perspective this time. See if I don't fuck up the details. I put the notebook away so that I can't refer to it. Let's see if we can't do this super off page. Super. I don't usually do that because it's not my. All right, I'll be right back. Alright, so this is part... Where are we now? So the first part was the demon in the basement, foreign planet, that horn and gambling guy who happens to have the same name as me. It's complete coincidence. That was the first story. Then he took the bartender upstairs. Then the bartender... The second story was the bartender and the receptionist and the receptionist's pets, which were some kind of monsters and some kind of enchanted bedsheets. That's right, you don't have to listen to the story now. I just fixed that for you. Let's see, the third story... That would have been... So she spends another night with Bob, and then he hangs out with her in the morning when she goes back on shift. She starts getting customers, he leaves, then she leaves after work at the end. She maybe sent him a voicemail or whatever. She gets on her shuttle, the next thing she knows, she crash lands on our Best Buy. From her perspective, she landed on some giant building. She's in our retail building. And then she briefly mentioned meeting May. Alright. So I guess that means that we are on episode 4 of Letty's epic journey to the apocalypse. Which I guess that might just be the title. Who the hell knows? So what was it? 1, 2, 3. So 4. We're doing 4. So this one's called Meet the Fam, and there's a 3-dot ellipsis.
So I'll just pretend this is the intro to that. I'm still R. Wesley Edwards. Okay. Meet the Fam, coming up. So Mike, the manager, sent me up on the roof because there was a fucking hell of commotion. And so I go up there and it's on fire. There's just fire everywhere. Debris. Looks like somebody exploded a volcano on the roof of the Best Buy where I work. And I was about to go back downstairs. I was about to go to my car and drive away. I'll go downstairs and maybe warn people that the building's on fire, but then I saw this strangely dressed young woman. She might have been 17. And she was standing around and she hails me over. "Hey, hey, person. Do you have a hammer? Do you know how I can find a hammer?" She's talking like this. And so I said, "Do you need a hammer for? We should probably get off the roof and just, fix the thing." She literally said that. And I said, "The thing that's in a bunch of pieces and on fire and smoldering." And then she's like, "Well, I've been trying to get it to stop smoldering for a few minutes now." And I said, "Yeah, we should get off the roof." And then she was like, "Is that allowed?" And I was like, "If we don't get off the roof and soon, we will get into trouble. And somehow we, quote unquote, became a thing." So instead of "you will get in trouble," you know. So then she had some weird little monologue about what we were going to do. And I was like, "We could just take the fire ladder." And I walked over to it and kind of leaned down. And I said, "Hey, I'm May." And then she told me her name's Letty. And so she's such an imbecile. Oh my God, I had to teach her how to use a ladder practically. Okay, I didn't have to teach her how to use the fire escape ladder, but just a heads up. Okay, so we go down the ladder and we're on the first, there's like two landings before the ground. So you go down ladder, there's a landing, you go down, so there's like three ladders, yeah? So you get on the ladder and she acts like we're there and she just like starts trying, like she's gonna take off, she's gonna run into the railing. And I was like, "No, there's a couple more ladders." "What is wrong with you, lady? You can't see? That person, you're gonna fall. If you're successful, you will fall." Anyway, so we go down the ladder to the, and we finally get to the ground. And then I think that's when we start hearing the sirens. But I don't think I was conscious. I don't think I was paying attention to it because it was starting to dawn on me that it wasn't like a small craft that crashed on the Best Buy. It was something else, something strange, and that I was in the midst of something strange. And for some reason, instead of running away, I just wanted to embrace the something strange. Plus, she was young and hot, and I'm kind of a lesbian cougar. So, it's simple math. At this point, we were on the ground and, a little stress. So I was going to get a cigarette. There were some trees over by the parking. So I have her come with me to the trees. Little planter. So we're standing in the trees, just two or three trees, nothing. Not like a little forest. We're in the city here. And so I start taking my cigarettes out of my bag. And then she's like looking at them. So I'm about to smoke. Now, these are these expensive German cigarettes that I get. And, but it's polite to offer, even if, But people don't smoke anymore, so I can offer usually and nothing. So I offer and she wanted it. So I lit one for her, gave it, and then I smoke mine, and then we're sitting under the tree, and then that's around the time we become conscious of all the sirens and stuff. And so I was like, well, I was off shift. I had just clocked out and they sent me upstairs. So technically, and my car isn't that far away. So we smoke, and then I was like, well, we should leave. And so we go toward the car. She's kind of being really weird. Now, I don't know that she's weird. I just think she's a crash survivor or something. I don't know. Even though the vehicle that crashed wasn't anything like I'd ever seen before, and the outfit she was wearing was... You know what? Let me describe the outfit. She was wearing what looked like some kind of an orange vinyl bodysuit, like a leotard, with like some kind of blue, sky blue, powder blue. She had like a thing on the front, like a turtle shell, but on the front. And it was a kind of a powder blue, like armor, like a plate. She was wearing what looked like an old fashioned radio on her head, maybe like somebody had stapled a radio to her head. It was also kind of an orange. She had kind of an orange and blue thing going. She had shortish hair. It was kind of wispy. She had a kind of a gruff voice, given that she looked like she was maybe 17 or 19 at the most. She sounded like she's older than me. I'm in my 40s. She sounded like she was older than that. Maybe the smoking. How long have you been smoking, you teenager? But in fact, when she was talking about fixing the thing, she didn't sound like a 17-year-old. So there were little mysteries already. And I said, you know what? I'll buy you a coffee. We need to get out of here. And then she offered to drive, which at the time I found very funny. I don't know, for some reason I assumed she crashed into the building and she had been driving. She said she wasn't driving. I said, yeah, I'm just going to take your word for it. Just, you know, it's my car. I'll drive. Anyway, my car is a stick shift and people don't drive them anymore. And I had no idea that she was from another planet. But anyway, I was like, oh, I'll take you, you know, to coffee. And she's like, what's coffee? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a hot beverage, but you can also get it iced. It's good. People drink it. We can get to know each other. But we should leave. And then, so we get in the car. I mean, oh my God, this car thing. So she didn't have trouble getting in the car. She seemed to just get in the car. And then she didn't understand the seatbelt, so I put the seatbelt on her. And then I was shifting in gear and everything. So far, so good. I told her we were going to go to a Starbucks. And then she said that sounded like a spaceport. And I said, there aren't any fucking spaceports. And then I said, it's a coffee place. And then she's like, yeah, okay. But she still had that what the fuck is coffee look. So we leave the parking lot. Practically the moment we left is when the police and the fire show up. Like, I could see them in the rear view. So then I go to a Starbucks. I mean, I should amend this. I skipped a Starbucks and went to like the next Starbucks because, you know, we all have our favorites. But also, I didn't want to be too close to the scene of the, oh my God. So I get out of the car and she does not get out of the car. So I get back in the car and I'm in the driver's seat and I should mention that by now she has named the car. So the car has a name and now she's asking the car that didn't have a name before she came. She's asking the car by name to open the door for her. She's like, car, open the door. Well, I'll just say she called it Kara, okay? The name she used is immaterial. She called the car Kara, and so she's like, Kara, open the door. And now, obviously, the door is not going to open because it's a 2008 Kia Sportage. It's not a, I don't know, kit car. So The car doesn't open because she asks it to. And then I was like, just use the handle. And then, but she didn't take her seatbelt off. And then she's like, she managed to get the window down even though I had taken the key out. So I don't know what the hell. Shouldn't have let her do, she shouldn't have been able to do that. So then she's like trying to get through the window. So I reach over and open the door. And she's still kind of seatbelted in. And so somehow she sort of fell out. It's kind of my fault. But who expects someone that's, you know, it's a door. You open. Anyway. So then, Jesus Christ. So now, oh, I forgot. Yes, I had to give her a jacket because she's dressed like a freak. So she's wearing my jacket. And her weird bodysuit has her hip exposed. And when she fell out of the car, she cut herself on the... she found, what, the one rock in the parking lot in Starbucks to cut herself on. So now she's bleeding down her leg. She's got blood on my jacket. And she's apologizing because she got blood on the jacket. But otherwise, she doesn't seem to notice. I was like, ah, you're hopeless. It's like you're a... I said at the time, it's like you're a parody of an idiot. And then... so then we're going into the Starbucks, and now she thinks the baristas are bartenders, and that's when I found out that she was some kind of bartender. So that was interesting. And she was being kind of embarrassing, not to mention the bleeding thing. So I kind of take her back outside, and then she's like, what? And I was like, just let me do the talking. Do you not understand? You seem to be from far away or something. And now you're just confusing everything and everyone. So then we go back in, and then, you know, I said something about getting her patched up, so we have to go back in. And then, but instead we go to the counter because she seems to have forgotten that she's dripping blood everywhere. And so then I order us coffees, and then we go to sit down, and the coffees haven't come. She recognized a restroom, and she's going to go in there and she's going to get cleaned up and, you know, presumably use it for other things because she asked. So she goes in. Oh, she's so hopeless. Our coffee's come. She comes back out. I mean, she cleaned the blood off, but she didn't bandage herself or anything. She comes back out. Where was I? I'm sitting there with the coffee. I've got like a Frappuccino, and then she comes out. I think we got her a mocha. I'm not sure. And she takes a sip, and she said, "Oh my God, that's caffeine!" And she gave me like this wild expression, and I was like, "Yeah, it's fine. It's not illegal or anything." And she was like, "Oh my God, that's the most addictive substance. It's illegal." I was like, just drink your coffee. Anyway, around now, after she freaked out about the illegal caffeine that's not illegal, she gets even more weird because now I guess the caffeine is not helping. So, that's good. And then she starts gushing about how pretty she thinks I am, and I'm not lying. I really should have had those baristas take pictures, because the next thing I know, the two of us are kissing. I mean, we are just like teenagers kissing. If I wasn't so turned on just remembering it, I would be embarrassed remembering it. And so one of the baristas had to come over and tell us that we were being inappropriate, because we were being inappropriate. And so I tell Letty that we should, you know, like leave and take our coffees with us. And then she was asking about cigarettes. I said I left them in the car, and she's like, "Why in the hell would you do that?" So we go back to the car, we have our coffees. She's mesmerized by the fact that the coffee is legal. She keeps talking about it. And I was like, "Yeah, a lot of things are legal here." Anyway, we get back to the car, and she's going to smoke in the car, and I don't even let her close the door. I find bandages in the little door well thing. I put a bandage on her weird little cuts. And by now, because of that, now I've been touching her hip and now she's trying to kiss me again. But I was like, okay, well, I'm not, this is actually more public than in there. Let's go to my place. And in my place is like a little bungalow hidden in the hills in Whittier. It's fine. We'll go there. And just learn to use a door. So we smoke outside my car in the Starbucks parking lot. I mean, she smokes more than me. this is going to be expensive. So I say, you know what? On the way back to my place, I'll stop and get us more cigarettes, because now I'm pretending I'm out, because I'm out of my expensive ones, in the sense that I'm not sharing anymore. I'll just get her some cheap. And when I say cheap, they're still expensive. I'll get her some less expensive stuff that she can kill her lungs with. And then, yeah, she's surprised the coffee's legal, but she's not fazed at all by the cigarettes. This woman. I don't know what planet you're from. I said that. And then she tells me the planet's name, and it sounds foreign and like nonsense. So I guess she's from a foreign planet. I mean, she did land on the roof. Whatever. Anyway. So we finish my cigarettes, and then we get back in the car. I put her seatbelt on her, like you do, for a child or an imbecile. We're driving. I don't even turn the music on or nothing. I'm just captivated by this weird person. And now, like, just everything's crazy. My brain is fried. Like, she's confused that the coffee's legal. She's been basically sucking down my cigarettes. She's tried to grope me. We made out in the Starbucks. She tried to do stuff to me in the parking lot. It's all crazy. It's all crazy. I stop at a liquor store. I should have just left her in the car. We go in. Oh my God. You know what? Use your imagination. Finally, I got some stout. I got some beers from the cold section, because I don't even know. I feel like some situations there's just not enough alcohol, and this was one of them. So I got us like some stouts. We go to the counter. I get cigarettes. I was like, what's your cheapest fucking cigarette? And the guy, he gave me whatever. I don't even care, because I'm not going to smoke them. Those are going to be my hold and reserve for the alien lady. The alien bartender lady, whose name is Letty. Huh. I haven't put that together before. Anyway, so we leave after that little scene, which, you know what? I'm not even going to narrate. You guys just use your imagination. Some crazy lady falls from the sky. Crazy bartender lady falls from the sky. Anyway, on the way from the liquor store to my bungalow is when I think I learned that she was a bartender already. Yeah, in the Starbucks. This is when I learned that she had had some kind of cosmetic procedure. Now, we would say surgery, but I guess they do it with pills where she's from. And I guess she's almost out of pills. So she had some kind of a procedure. So she's in her 50s for real, actually. But she had some kind of a procedure which involves pills, which make her look like she's, you know, 17, 19, whatever. And yeah, Letty, you're hot. It's fine. Pills are working. Jesus, you could walk into a high school and you'd be groped by everybody and probably cause a lawsuit or two. Anyway, so we get back to my bungalow. She freaks me out. So I'm not sure I want to bring her in, even though I want to bring her in for obvious reasons, but I don't think that it's actually clicked in my head that she's a space alien. I just thought she's a fucking weirdo. She's a hot weirdo, and she's amiable, but that doesn't mean that she's not going to burn the house down or something. Anyway, so I put her on the back patio, I install her, as it were, with her, well, I'm holding her cigarettes, but I'm giving them to her like I gave her mine. She doesn't actually seem to notice that she just downgraded in quality like 8 degrees, but hey, whatever. So I was completely wasting my things on her. Just saying. Anyway, so she does that. I go in. I put the beers in. I take two out. I grab a couple of chilled glasses from my freezer.
Always good to keep chilled glasses in your freezers, kids. You never know when a space alien or hot girl from the sky will land on your work and you have to give her a beer. Anyway, I gave her a beer and she recognized it as a stout and not illegal in her universe, so I don't know what's going on. And even then, she speaks English. I can understand her, she can understand me. What? There's just all kinds of weird crap. So we drink our beers. And the pack I got was one of those annoying ones that's only four. So then we had our second beers. And I sip, so I wasn't really feeling mine. She didn't seem to be feeling hers. She smoked a bunch of cigarettes. She's a freaking chain smoker. She kept going to the side of the house to smoke instead of at the... Yeah, and so anyway, then we're making out again, of course, and then just imagine there's a weekend of weird shit and a lot of touching. Anyway, I guess now we're roommates or lovers or something. And my nieces, so my sister died a few years ago, like 7 years ago, and so I inherited the bungalow because she had been in a car accident. She and her husband had been in a car accident, and I inherited the bungalow, and I guess you can think of it like a conditional inheritance. I inherited the bungalow, but I have to take care of the kid. So Charlotte is my niece. And after her mom died, her middle name is Anne, which is kind of unfortunate, because after her mom died, people started calling her Annie. And, well, that stoic kid doesn't seem to be mind-bended by it, but it kind of hurts my heart a little just thinking about it. So anyway, little orphan Annie, Charlotte, my niece, she's off in college, she's graduating in about a week, and... Miriam, that's my other sister, my not-dead sister, who's a school teacher, she and I have some stuff to do on Monday afternoon before I go to work. So I was gonna go to my sister's. So do I take the space alien or do I not? Well, she's kind of like a girlfriend, and do I trust her to be left alone? I'm not sure. And I'm not, like, saying that she's not trustworthy in the, like... I don't think she's malicious. I just think she's an imbecile. So I take her with me to meet my sister. I mean, I took her with me because I was going to my sister's for the thing that we were doing, because our niece is graduating from college. So we're doing some plans for her graduation party. So I bring Letty with me. Oh, it was interesting. She met my sister. She weirdly flirted with my sister, which was interesting, and I guess my sister just thinks that, my sister just thinks I'm weird because I picked up another young waif and brought her home. She's not that waifish. She's just weirdly old woman in a young body. Anyway, Miriam, of course, thinks she's just a weird young girl, and, tried to see her ID, giving me, like, looks, and of course, she's a space alien, and by now I do know this, so she doesn't have ID, so it's real awkward. Like, well, she doesn't have ID. Why doesn't she? Is she underage? What are you doing? am I an accessory? Oh my god, Miriam, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I don't know how I dealt with it. It was so strange, because Letty wasn't even the problem. Letty was being, actually... You should have seen, like, half the time I had to tell her, okay, we went into a place, and then we had to come back out, and I was like, okay, you have to just not say anything and just follow me. And so she would be like, okay, you know, and then she would, and then the second take, she would be fine. When we went to meet my sister, she was normal. I mean, by comparison, my sister was being a freak, but I guess I can forgive her since... It looks like I, in my 40s, am hanging out with a 17-year-old, and she's a school teacher, so there's things. But somehow, I don't know, somehow she didn't call whoever Child Protective Services cops on me. We worked on Annie's... Geez, see, now even I'm doing it. We worked on Charlotte's graduation party, some plans. She's going to go to the stupid party store, all the normal stuff. And... in fact, while we were there, while Letty and I were at Miriam's Charlotte called me. And so we put her on speaker, and kind of Charlotte met Letty, because Letty doesn't shut up, and was like, oh, yeah, yeah, we're here. It's me and Miriam. And Miriam said, hi. And then Letty said, yeah, and Letty. And I was like, oh, dear God. And so, and then Charlotte was like, and who? And I was like, oh, that's my new girlfriend, Letty. And then Letty was like, oh, I'm your girlfriend. And I was like, oh, my God. Anyway, so Charlotte, we're working on your graduation party here. So if there's anything in particular, a specific color pattern or anything, she's like, no, I don't give a shit. And because that's how Charlotte, she's real laid back. But you know, if you knew Charlotte, you would know that her color pattern is pretty much light yellow and purple. So we had already made these executive decisions. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Anyway, got off the phone with her. Miriam's going to go to the party store. She has her stuff. She has the list of other people that are being invited. So let me see. Blah, blah. How long is this? I don't know. So let me see. I think I was told to talk about how I met Letty and how Letty met my family and how she's getting along. You know, just when you think she's starting to acclimate to life in the modern world, or given that she's on some kind of crashing spaceship, the antique, archaic world, just when you think she's adapting, she pulls a damn, you know, Mork from Ork moment, or freaking Gordon Shumway moment, and you're like, what the hell is this third rock from the sun crap going on right now? And then it takes a few minutes to realize that she is unfamiliar with something like a hairdryer, or that you can't, you know, like a thing where the, what's his name, Scotty is trying to talk to the computer with the mouse or something. She just has moments like that. She seems normal, like a normal person, and then the next thing you know, you ask her to sit down and she does a headstand in a chair. But so that was fine. And then so yeah, we had the party. Letty shockingly did not cause any weird commotion. She kind of fit in, because the age group of the people that were there were pretty much, you know, the parents and the graduates, and the graduates were all in their early 20s. And, you know, Letty, just, I can't imagine her passing for early 20s, but she was, you know, they looked youngish. She just acts older and foreign. Even if she doesn't look foreign, oh, it's just crazy. Yeah, so that was the party. Then we had pretty much a week of things. She was getting bored. And her skill set is stuff in the future that doesn't make sense. So, well, she... she took an online course to be a barista. She didn't like that. She couldn't get over the fact that caffeine is legal, even though she seems to be like me and drinks coffee now, like a normal person. She still acts like she's getting away with doping herself with heroin. Anyway, then she took some kind of a Boston something online thing for becoming a bartender, which I guess is actually her real job anyway. And so she was going to get certified or something. I don't know. She was taking care of it. I know nothing. What do you have to do to be a bartender? I thought you just go to a bar, prove that you can mix a cocktail. But hell, I don't know. I should find out. Maybe she'll tell me. Maybe she'll tell me when she comes back. Anyway, she's been working. She got a job. And I don't know how many space alien bartenders. Maybe, you know, maybe it works out. All right. Well, as far as I know, that's the whole... That's everything she told me to record down for you. And, seems like it would take more than half an hour, but it's apparently taken about half an hour. So yeah, you meet your weird future girlfriend on top of the Best Buy because she crashed, because she's from some planet from the future. And she's a bartender who doesn't know how to operate a car door. And she thinks that caffeine is illegal, but isn't. Yeah. You know, normal things. Normal things. She doesn't eat cats, if you're wondering. What else? She's not a spy for the big giant head. She's not a robot. She ran out of those pills, but she hasn't started aging, like, rapidly. She just seems to be aging like normal. And then it's only been a week or two, so she still looks 17. Which, by the way, is a bizarre experience for me. It's fine. Need to get her some ID somehow. Jesus Christ. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah, you know what? She didn't have a last name. So she picked a last name. You know, because she's a bartender, she picked... I can't say it without laughing. I'm going to try. Letty Stoutslinger. Because, you know... It's fine. All right, well, there you go. That's what she wanted me to record, I guess. I hope I didn't leave anything out. All the embarrassing details. Okay. I'll just turn this off then. Right here. Half an hour, I don't know. Probably should have just read it off the page. The problem with reading it off the page, though, is that I do remember the story, and then I screw it up. Because my handwriting isn't all that legible, even to me. That's right, I finally admitted it. Too bad the people who wanted me to admit it are dead. I didn't kill them. People just die. Brain tumors happen. Anyway, alright, so that was what, 1, 2, 3, that was 4 in the thing. So next week is the, I guess next week is the finale, so I guess I guessed it correctly when I said 5 parts. So next week is the finale. I think it's just called Osprey, or it might be called The Osprey. She's been hinting at the thing, so... And, you know, it's not like the episode art that I posted online isn't... I mean, I mentioned supervillain, I mentioned everyone dies, I mentioned apocalypse. So, you might already know what's going to happen. Alright, so that was part 4, I guess, in our 5-part series. I should mention that these are just 5 stories that I modified slightly to pretend that the characters were in common. That's why the first few are so awkwardly stapled together. Maybe I should say nothing. Maybe it's a low bar. I don't know. Anyway, so that was 4. That was called Meet the Fam. And in the continuing little Letty epic. Alright. Thanks for listening to it. Anybody wanna friggin' read? Alright, well, I'm gonna go smoke with Letty, I guess, and, I mean, our Letty, not the space alien bartender that's become a... No. So, ours is just a bartender that became a barista. That's a space alien bartender that became a bartender. So, they're not the same person. Coincidental name. Anyway, I'm gonna go smoke. I'll be back to, do the outro, and, I may even... play some music. I don't know. I don't think so. I really only want to sing for one person, and if that person isn't listening to the podcast, what's the point? Alright. So, I should be called a canary instead of the cormorant, huh? Fuck you. Alright. Well, I'll be back in a minute. What? No. Alright, so, this has been the, Cormorant, I'm sorry, open mic night. I'm being annotated Alice. I just
rearrange the words. This has been Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe, which is every Wednesday night at 7:15, which is what? 10:15 p.m. Eastern. And I guess it's over now. There's just me reading. And I didn't even read. I did it from memory. And I don't think I did a very good job, sorry to say. Bum, bum, bum. Well, I'll check in on Annotated Alice and let you know. All right. Well, I'm sorry it's not longer. And if you like music, I'm sorry there's not more and better music. I hesitate to ask for favors from prior volunteers because they've already done more than, you know what I mean? They've already helped for free and they've already substantially increased the value and yeah. So, again, I mean, if any of you guys happen to be listening, thanks for all your help. But yeah, I don't like to ask. So, but anyway, it's been fun. I got to read my story, which I guess was the whole original point of the podcast. But, yeah, no, it's a lot more fun when there's volunteers. It's a lot more work, but it's a lot more fun. So, hey, please volunteer, please. All right, well, I'm R. Wesley Edwards, the Cormorant. This has been Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe. It's a coincidence, I promise. let me see. I guess I can say the mic is closed, although technically the mic is open for next week because it's a podcast, but I'll try not to do that where I mention it in the future. Just this time because I'm a little worried about Chloe. I mean, Annotated Alice. All right. Well, enjoy the outro interlude and the cow. I'll throw a cow in there. Like Earthworm Jim. This has just been a lot of references in one. Okay. All right. It's like I don't want you to go. All right. I'm going to go now. Good night. See you next week.
This place is dangerous.
I am reality's whore!